hen on a nest is called a what?
Laying hen or a setting hen. She could be a on that a lay or she could be on there a setting to hatch some biddies.
Hatch the biddies. And the place where the hens are kept or where they live?
In the hen house.
What would you use? What term would you use to call the choice piece of the chicken once it's cooked that most of us fight over? Is the V-shaped bone?
Yeah, the breast bone. No, pulley bone.
And what do you call the larger piece?
Breast.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
Gizzard and liver.
And the part that some people sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausages with?
Yeah, chitlins.
Now you hear your cow mooing and your horse's neigh, and you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's time to
feed up.
To feed up. How do you call cows in this area to get them to come in from the pasture? What is there a particular call they give to the cows?
No, I don't know. There's a lot of people now. When we was at home, we'd start to move our cattle from one field to another. We'd call them coins, go to hollering like that, and call them, and they'd check right down the road behind you, because they knew where we were going. They change in field, and we call them co-inch. Or take a bottle of fodder or something, or just something, you know, or just 2 ears of corn and take the shucks and throw down, you know, let them taste it, and then take the road and go to call them. And a mile and a half, 2 miles, they'd be right there when you got there, because they know they were going to put them in that field.
And did you use the same call for the calves?
Well, the calves are generally be right there with their mammy. They'd stay right with their mammies.
And now, what terms did you use? Would you use to make a horse go right or left?
Gee, ah. You told me wrong.
And what would you say to the horse to make him go faster or to urge him up?
Get up.
Is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still? Would you use the same expression to make him start?
Yeah, trying to give him a lash with a line. He knew what you meant.
And what would you say for him to stop?
Whoa.
And when backing him into a buggy, is that the same thing they'd say?
Yeah, you just back up, back up.
And how would you call pigs or hogs to feed them?
They just call them better. Go to call him pig, and they'd pay you attention to come to you, on a pig.
When you go out to feed chickens or your geese or ducks, is there a call that you used to call them to feed?
Yeah, well, most of the people just go out there and throw down the feeding call and holler, biddy, 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 and a few times, and they come to you.
And you use that for geese as well as the chickens?
Well, the goose, you don't do much calling for a goose. He's stubborn.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to
curry the horse or brush him or
when you're about
up,
to put the gear onto him.
Hitch him up. Hitch him up.
When you're driving the horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines.
Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Bridle rein.
What do you put your feet into when
stirrups.
You're riding? When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
He's a lead horse. He's walking in the furrow.
Lead horse.
He's a lead horse.